With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Friends of Friends. My name's Pete Allison and here's Dave Cribb.
Ahoy, hoy.
Right. What's going
on? Well, the confusion is because Pete doesn't know what's happening here. So, Pete, there's been an oversight.
Right.
There's been an absolute oversight. So, take me back, if you will, to the end of last week's episode. And we've played the final little sting. We're moving into the last bit of the podcast. Ask me the question that you always ask me.
Is there a quiz?
Yes, Pete, there's a quiz.
Was there a quiz and you forgot that there was a quiz?
Yes, there was a quiz.
I thought that was going to be that I'd done something wrong, but it wasn't.
No. So Shah, who requested last week's episode, messaged us when it went out and went, oh, what about my quiz, basically? No, she didn't. She said it much nicer than that. And basically was like, oh, don't worry, it was just such a nice episode. And that was very sweet of her. But frankly, there was a bloody quiz, so we should do the bloody quiz.
Oh, yeah, okay, let's do that then.
So this is now a bonus episode.
And now I won't do well in this at all because I watch an episode, do the podcast, and then I forget about it.
Well, this is true, isn't it? Yeah, that is absolutely true. Well, this will be a nice test. So
I'll
we're now in the midst of a very small mini bonus episode that's going to go out on all platforms.
Oh, nice.
If you're listening to this who's at the fucking door, Pete? Who's at the fucking door? Let's find out.
Some sort of parcel. It's normally me that has to go to the door, so I don't really know what to do with this bit. I'm going to describe what's in front of me just to fill the time. A cuddly toy pan-a-raisin with a smiley face on it. There's also a tiny little... What's going on? You can hear stuff happening. Dave?
There's a postman on it.
Oh, what have you got?
I don't know, it's my sister.
Oh, why is she getting a post delivered to you?
That's a question I shall be asking her post-haste.
Oh, mysterious.
Using me like a P.O. box, I guess.
Well, there we go.
Wasn't
quiz?
Really worth the interruption, was it? There you go. Maybe I'll edit that down to make it less of a long gap before I get a parcel that isn't even for me.
Fine.
So yeah, what I was saying is this is now a bonus episode of with the quiz, but we are recording it in the middle of correspondence just to make it a meta nightmare. So the people on Patreon have heard the start of correspondence, then we've just gone away, and now we're here for the bonus episode. It's a whole palaver, Pete. It's a whole palaver.
Can't the Patreon people just have the same quiz twice? Because that's a bonus, isn't it?
In many ways, it is. Yeah, well, we won't put it up. I won't put it up twice on Patreon, so they'll get the whole thing. That's a good point. Yeah, let's just leave the quiz in this bit, and then I'll lift out the quiz to put on the regular channels. Oh God, this is a
just do the
more
quiz
confusing than it needs to be. All right, it's question one, and it's a very good slideshow as well. So I'm glad you flagged it up, Shah. Question one: when the encyclopedia salesman enters the apartment, what does he ask Joey first?
Something about the person, there's a responsible adult in the house or something.
Are you the decision maker of the household?
That's
I'll give you
it,
that.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you hear my dog growling, by the way?
What's he growling at? Postman. It's a bit late if it's at the postman.
Hey, what's up, babe? You okay?
Just call your dog babe.
You okay?
Yeah, I didn't know. Okay, we've got a soundtrack of growling. This is all going
I could hear that time. Yeah, that was very loud.
Question two, where will Joanna keep Sophie's macaroon?
Near her ass with her nose or something.
Upper butt with Sophie's nose, correct.
Yeah.
Question three, what is Joey's response when asked about what he knows about vulcanized rubber? Ah, we know this.
Do we?
Spock's birth control.
Oh, yes, because we talked about that, didn't we?
We did indeed. Question four, what does Phoebe say after using the exercise equipment in Monica's old room?
About having really strong tits.
Yeah, my breasts are really strong. Pete, you're 4 for 4 after
I'm
a
doing
week.
Right.
That's impressive.
Well, you helped me with the third one, but still.
Sure. And question number five, vivisection, the vas deferens and the Vietnam War. Oh, no, that's the answer.
Brilliant. Ask the question anyway.
Question five. You might get this one. What are the three things that Joey suggests as conversation topics after reading his new encyclopedia?
Well, I think it might be vivisection, yeah. The Vietnam War, and something vascular. I've literally forgotten, and I just said it.
I just said it. The vas deferens.
That's it. That.
Well, there you go. What a triumph. That was a good quiz, though. Thank you, Shah. And I'm glad you flagged it up.
Yeah.
And hope you've all enjoyed this small bonus episode of me getting a parcel and my dog growling and then absolutely fucking up the last question of a quiz by reading the answer first. So, all in all, pretty good value, I'd say, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
There we go. All right, then. Well, see you next week on the main channels. Correspondence, stick around. We'll be back after this message.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.